Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Inspect a Gadget with Clarissa Montero and Christopher Lim from the Business Times with Money FM 89.3.
It is Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. On the phone with me is our resident Inspector Gadget, Christopher Lim, who I hope has better ideas this season than cloud storage for Mummy on Mother's Day.
Hey, look, that was a great idea. I stand by that. But seriously, it's great to be back. I mean, this is our first Inspector Gadget episode, since COVID-19, really swept the island.
I know.
So it's good to be back.
It is great to have you back, and it is great to see the return of gadgets. So, Christopher, start us off. What is the first gadget on your list that you want to introduce us to?
It is my pleasure, and, I'm very excited. It's my pleasure to announce the Business Times News Tablet Edition. We launched that on Tuesday. So what is the Business Times News Tablet Edition? It's BT's first tablet bundle, right? So we've launched this for other SPH publications, Straits Times, Rita Harian, Lianhe Zaobao. BT is, in a sense, late to the game, but late but good. Why? Because we are launching with a new tablet. So you've got the Samsung Galaxy Tab S6 Lite LTE. Now, previous SPH News Tablet editions only came with the Galaxy Tab A, which is a perfectly decent tablet, but the Galaxy Tab S6 Lite is a whole step. It's the bigger screen, 10.4 inches, and you get LTE. So if you get a 4G LTE plan, you can take this tablet with you everywhere and read the Business Times. But I guess I'm getting ahead of myself. So how much does this cost? The Galaxy Tab S6 Lite version of the bundle is $39.90 for 30 months. What do you get for that? You get the tablet couriered to you for free by our exclusive official delivery partner, DHL Express. You also get a free Samsung 128GB micro SD card. And you get full access, not just to the e-paper through a special app pre-installed on the tablet. You get full access to the website as well as the app. So it's a very nice bundle, especially for those people who have been sitting on the fence and wondering whether or not they should get a BT subscription or what the best way to do it is. This is what we call the new way to read print, because you get the full e-paper edition and you get everything else that comes with digital access. So very, very, very excited.
Did you say 39, what was it?
$39.90,
and it's for 13 months. So is that...
30 months.
30 months.
Yes, 30 months. There's also a variant of this. If you want the Galaxy Tab A, that's $29.90, also for 30 months. And you get everything I mentioned just now, just with a different tablet. So it depends what you want. But a lot of people actually have been interested in the Tab S6 Lite, because not only does it come with LTE, and that's very handy, because you can download your e-paper and get online anywhere else, because it's a full-blown Android tablet. Mm-hmm. It also comes with a S Pen stylus. And Samsung aficionados will know that, I mean, this is a very, very versatile stylus. You can use on a whole bunch of things, and it's great for, it matches a tablet very well, because you can scribble on the tablet, mark stuff up on the tablet, write on the tablet, so it's very intuitive.
All right. And if somebody is interested in getting their subscription, where do they have to go to sign up for it?
Go to btsub.sg/money. That's btsub.sg/money, M-O-N-E-Y. Or you can Google BTNT if you want. If you're lazy, just go to Google and Google BTNT.
BTNT.
Yes.
Okay. I think most of us can do that.
That's the big news for BT. We launched it on Tuesday, so we're into day 4. The response has been great, so we're quite stoked about this.
All right, Christopher, when am I getting my complimentary subscription personally delivered by you?
By me. Don't you want it couriered to you by DHL Express?
No, I want it couriered by my Inspector Gadget.
you know what, I'm going to do classic evasion. I'm going to change the subject. Also in the news, right, this week, Apple. So Apple on Wednesday announced a whole bunch of stuff. So we're talking about tablets just now. Apple just launched new iPads. Now, it's the 8th generation iPad. So this is, I guess you call it the basic iPad, which is, it's suitable for most people. This is sort of like the workhorse model. If you need something extra, then you go for something else. So how much is the 8th generation iPad? It's still $499, or rather it starts at $499 for the Wi-Fi only model. And it goes up to $699, or rather starts at $699 for the Wi-Fi plus LTE model. Colors. It comes in silver, space gray, and gold. In terms of storage, it's 32 gigabytes all the way to 128 gigabytes. But there is also a new iPad Air, fourth generation. So in the past, you know, the standard iPad was enough for lots of folks. But I tell you why the iPad Air, fourth generation, is a big deal. It comes really close to, I mean, in my mind, it's very much a Pro. I mean, they don't call it Pro. The iPad Pro is a separate model. But this Air, this fourth generation iPad Air, is very Pro because it debuts a new Apple chip, the A14 chip. So historically, Apple has launched new chips with the iPhone. But no, not this time. The new chip launches with the iPad Air, the A14 chip. So this is the Apple product with the fastest chip, or rather, well, the mobile product with the fastest chip. I mean, you exclude the iMacs and all. And it starts at $879. For Wi-Fi only. Hey, no. Wi-Fi, yes, that's right. Wi-Fi only is 879.
Make up your mind.
Hey, it's my handwriting, okay? So Wi-Fi only is 879, and Wi-Fi plus 4G starts at 1079. And besides the standard colors, we have seasonal finishes, not seasonal. I'm kidding. We've got new colors. Rose gold, green, sky, blue. Very nice.
Rose gold, green, and sky blue. Oh, I see. Rose gold, green, and sky blue.
Or silver and space gray. If you must, you can have silver and space gray. But come on, live it up a bit. Get the sky blue one.
Green.
Okay, different strokes for different folks.
Green. All right. It's the color of money.
Okay, moving on, right, before you remember other things. Apple Watch. New Apple Watch. Apple Watch Series 6. How much? $599. Okay.
Is that less than it used to be?
Actually, it's roughly there. But the interesting thing, I'll come to that, is what's interesting is the Series 6 now is just part of the family. For the first time, there's a new affordable Apple Watch. So Apple Watch has been, kind of pricey from some people's perspectives. Mm-hmm. But now there's an affordable Apple Watch SE. Now, SE is sort of Apple's affordable range. And the Apple Watch SE starts at $419, okay? Starts at $419 for the GPS-only model. And if you want LTE, it's $499.
Okay, quickly, what is the difference in Apple Watch ranges? Are they all pretty much the same shape and size and color and all that?
Yep. Okay, very simply, the Apple Watch Series 6 has two new features. It measures blood oxygen, as well as one more thing that I forget, goodness, blood oxygen, and so more health features. The SE is essentially an Apple Watch Series 4 because it doesn't have an always-on screen. So Apple Watch Series 6 has a screen that doesn't go off. It's always on, which is handy. So you can treat it like a normal watch. You can glance at it from the side. It's not so obvious you're checking the time. The Apple Watch SE, it goes off and on depending on whether or not you're rotating your wrist to you. Mm-hmm. And at the most affordable end, the Apple Watch Series 3 is still on sale, starting at $299. So the entry price, the admission price for the Apple Watch family is $299.
Now,
yeah, and you might be interested.
Apple Watch link with an Android phone, or does it have to be an Apple phone?
Okay, good question. So although ordinarily you would still use it, okay, so does it work for Android phone? The short answer is no. But in the past, you needed to use an Apple Watch with an iPhone. No longer. Mm-hmm. Now there's a new feature. I think it's called family sharing. And it allows you to set up a whole bunch of watches. You still need an iPhone to set it up. But after that, you can manage a whole bunch of watches that are sort of independent. So you can set up one for a senior member of your household or for a child. And it's all managed. They talk to each other. And it's all managed from you. You know, you're the master Apple Watch, and everyone else can message each other. So it's sort of independent. For the first time, Apple Watch is sort of a standalone, independent product family. You don't absolutely need to have an iPhone to use it to the full.
All right. That's a new development. And we talked about this before we went live, which I thought was really cool. There was a tie-up between Apple Watch and the Lumi Health HB Singapore, and there's an opportunity to make money from it.
Yeah, so basically, the Health Promotion Board worked with Apple to announce and launch this Lumi Health service. So what is Lumi Health? It is basically gamified health and fitness. It's an app. You can actually pre-order it on the Apple Health Store, App Store. It won't actually be available till the end of the month. The App Store says October 28th, actually. Mm-hmm. And if you do challenges and you complete certain challenges, you get points that you can exchange for money in the end. I think it's just over $300 in total, over 2 years. So it's a two-year program. It is a national program. It's open to everyone who has an Apple Watch. And now, of course, the entry price starts at $299, so it's a little more accessible than it used to be. And it's a gamified health. So we're used to that. There are a whole bunch of gamified health apps, AIA Vitality being one of the famous ones, where the harder you exercise, the more points you get, which you can exchange for vouchers. So the concept is similar, but this is sort of a nationwide thing.
Right. So get healthy and you know, get a little financial bonus to do so.
Yeah, it's gamification, because a lot of us find it hard, especially, you know, with working from home and all that, to keep healthy. Access to gym isn't what it used to be. So this is the way to motivate us to get a bit of health in exercise in every day, because you get points, you get rewarded, you get motivated, and you keep doing it day in, day out.
All right, now before we run out of time and I let you go, Christopher, our Mr. Inspector Gadget, there's some local pricing updates for PlayStation and Xbox.
Yeah, hey, this I'm so stoked because, okay.
You're an Xbox gamer?
No, for both, because this has been a long time coming. So we're talking about the Xbox Series X and the PlayStation 5. These are the next generation consoles that will keep us happily occupied for maybe, who knows, but judging by the last generation, the next decade. So these are great investments. Come on. So the PS5, the PlayStation 5, is launching on November 19th. And it's $599 for the digital edition. Digital edition has no disc drive. It's $729 for the HD, Ultra HD Blu-ray disc drive edition. And you can pre-order today. So the pre-order is open today for the PlayStation 5. Xbox Series X. Right, that launches on November 10th, 9 days before the PS5, and pre-orders begin on September the 22nd. Pricing, $459 for the Xbox Series S, which is also sort of a digital edition. There is no disc drive. Whereas the full Xbox Series X, that's $699.99. So that's the full-blown, full-powered version. And we can talk about that more when it's closer to launch and when more games get announced.
The only thing I'd use my PlayStation for right now is my MLB app, just so you know.
It's wasted on you, Clarissa. This is a family entertainment hub. This
my
is family media
is
hub.
Highly entertained by live baseball games from the US, so it is not a waste on me.
Right. Wait till you see the almost photorealistic rendering that this next generation consoles brings. And they're actually, some of the technology is beyond what you can build yourself with PCs. It is absolutely awesome.
We will definitely talk more about that closer to their launch date. We've been speaking with our resident Inspector Gadget, Christopher Lim, digital editor of the Business Times. Christopher, one more time, if they want to get their hands on that digital subscription, they go to BTNT?
You Google BTNT, you can go to Google and type in BTNT, mm-hmm. or you go to btsub.sg/money. That's btsub.sg/money for the Business Times News Tablet Edition, which is the brand new tablet bundle package from the Business Times.
All right. Until next week, when our resident Inspector Gadget drops in for his next great, brilliant ideas, hopefully not cloud storage. I'm Clarissa Montero from Money FM. He's Christopher Lim from the Business Times. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.